Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Monday. Happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. It is March the 1st, which is a big deal because the sports calendar moves into March. We only got another week and change before sports really starts to kick into gear. Having done this a long time, your body's all about the rhythm of sports. Right, and this is always, this and the middle of July are always the dead period of time. But then it starts to heat up. Because March, you have the tournament, you have baseball starting at the end of the month, you got, obviously, hockey and hoops, and a little bit later this year, so normally you're arcing toward the playoffs, and then you got the combine as we get ready for the draft, and it's going to be a big deal. So I think about today, and I think about two things. I think about the Sixers and how realistic we should feel about them. Can they win it? Is there a player that allows them to win it this year? Like, I think Kyle Lowry gives them a shot. I was listening to John earlier, John Kincaid, and John was like, nah, I don't say it. I saw him in line with Bobby here, where I do think he gives them a chance. I don't think it's a lock, but I think he gives them a real chance. Now, do we feel the pressure of trying to win now because of how the process has gone? Yeah. That sort of accelerates. This is really a continuation of the process, right? And, you know, with each passing season before this, really, it was like the last two, and last year was marred by COVID. But we get frustrated. And now all of a sudden, we start to think, well, are we going all in? Is this the time? Do we go all in? And what does going all in mean? Well, I think Kyle Lowry helps you this year and next year. I think it gives you a real shot. I look around and I go, Brooklyn's good, obviously, and they really have it at their three together. The rest of the Eastern Conference is right there to be had. Boston, it's been struggling. Look, you know, last night they beat Washington, but they still struggled with the Wizards. Right? Beal scored, whatever it was, 48. And that Boston team, now last night they were a little shorthanded. But no Jaylen Brown. But, I mean, that team struggled all year long. Milwaukee, I don't know. I know they beat the Clippers Sunday. I watched a little of that game. But I don't think they're that good. They're not really that good of a defensive team. Miami, I think, is still a little dangerous. But this whole thing, I mean, they're right there. I think I'm only with everybody else. I wish there was one guy that you knew. Like, Zach LaVine is kind of that guy for me. But, like, he's better than Kyle. Like, I love Kyle Lowry, but Kyle Lowry's 35, right? Zach LaVine's the perfect fit. The perfect fit. I just don't know what it takes to get him. If they get Zach LaVine, does that make them a championship lock? I have to answer yes. Or at least to get to the finals. You know, Eastern Conference Finals against Brooklyn with a chance to win. That's what Zach LaVine does. A good chance to win. But I don't, you know, there's that, and then there's that step down, and I'm curious how you feel. Like, I woke up today thinking about them. We got the Pacers in town tonight, and I started to think about TJ, who's been playing really good ball, is in town with the Pacers. And I think of TJ, I think of the process. And I think of how long it's been. And I think it was kind of interesting that John said earlier, well, we had there's a desperation, is what he meant to say, about the Sixer fan base. And it's because, A, they haven't won since 83, and B, they've been irrelevant for 20 years up until the process starts and we get to this point. And then the second thing I'm excited about today, like absolutely thrilled, is that I know a guarantee the Eagles will not go 3-13. They will not go 4-12. They will not go 5-11. They will not go 1-15.
What?
I know for a fact.
What?
Good morning, Shunas.
Why's that?
I know for a fact they will not go 1-15. They will not go 2-14. 3-13.
They might go 500?
4-12. 5-11. 6-10. They will not have any of those records. I can guarantee it.
How? This is a different tone coming from you.
I guarantee it. In fact, I'm going to let it hang out there and see if you can figure out the riddle.
Dude.
I guarantee they will not be.
What, do you think they're going 0-16?
1-15. Oh, all right. I'll start off. I guarantee this. They will not be 0-16.
Oh, so you're going 7-9 or better.
They will not be 1-15. They will not be 2-14. They will not be 3-13. They will not be 4-12. They will not be 5-11. And they will not be 6-10. I'm just saying that.
Okay.
All right? Now you figure out what I mean by it.
Okay. I'll try to figure that out. I mean, that's interesting.
I can tell the wheels are already rolling in the tune head. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good.
You were like a little ornery today in the morning. You had that, like...
I think the weather threw me off this week, and the knees hurt. Right? I'm an old man.
I had a bypass this morning. I was like, Judas, not in conversely mood.
I woke up this morning.
I went right to the couch here.
I don't blame you. Well, I wasn't even in. I was going to the bathroom. I went upstairs. I like the cleaner bathrooms upstairs. It's nice.
Are they really clean?
Yeah.
I've never seen
them. Yeah, and they got the thermometer that checks the forehead. So that's my daily routine.
What do you mean, checks the forehead?
Like, you know the things that the people squeeze to make sure you're, like, they have, like, a screen.
Like it's like a speed gun.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of
speed gun. They have a screen.
Gun.
So I checked my temperature today, 97.5. How about that? I was like, I was bound to work here. So, yeah, so no, I don't know. I'm in a weird mood today. I don't know if I'm happy or upset. I have no idea. I'm excited for Phillies baseball today. That's about it. Spring training game two.
Yes.
Andrew Knapp's batting third.
Yeah, it's all right. I love baseball.
Yeah, me too, but, you know.
It's all right. I'm excited for it, too.
Hazley went oppo yesterday.
Oppo boppo! Hazley! Is there any chance he comes in, like, buffed up?
No.
Juiced up?
No.
Hitting home runs?
No, he still looks slender. He's still competing for center field with, like, four different players, and he got drafted 8th overall. Thanks, Klentak. Yeah, I am in a weird mood today. I don't know what it is. But, like, I don't get it because I'm excited about the Sixers, and yet I hear constantly, like, that loss to the Cavaliers, was it ugly? Yeah. But the overreacting. And this was just 2 nights after they completely blew the doors off the Mavericks. And 2 days later, you got, oh my God, they lost to the Cavaliers.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm like, whoa.
I'm telling
relax.
You. We watch basketball like we watch football.
Yeah, but why?
Because there is a desperation. Look, John talked about that people have put so much on this season. Now, he theorized it was because people are worried about Embiid staying healthy. I don't think that's it. I think there's a desperation that comes with the process. I think there's an expectation that was never delivered from the process. I think so many
people...
But
when do people expect that delivery to happen? Year two?
Well, let's kind of go through it, all right? I think people expected to be in a different place with the process.
Okay.
I think it started to go awry on the process with the Fultz trade. right? Now, forget about, you know, trading for Fultz, the whole thing. But when big collars, when collars made the deal, that's when people got off. Because remember, everybody bought into Hinkie. And then when Hinkie left for collars takes over, when that happened, I think that threw people off.
Okay.
That's one. Like, think about them as mileposts.
Okay.
Right? But then they're still pretty good, right? Like, they get past it.
50 games, 50 wins.
Right? They get past it. Uh-huh. Playoffs, whole thing. We go to the quadruple doink again with Kawhi, right?
Yeah.
And then the Jimmy Butler saga happens.
Well, that was a big one.
Right?
I was upset about it.
And then Jimmy takes his talents to South Beach. And Jimmy's no longer here. And then Horford's here. And the whole thing's a disaster last year.
And that talents in South Beach goes to the right. NBA Finals.
However, but hold on. Because part of last year's story is they were great at home, really abysmal on the road. And then the season ends with Ben hurt.
Right.
COVID happens. The COVID reboot happens. Brett tries to come back at it, taking the ball out of Ben's hands. Now, we see how bad that decision was, mm-hmm. right now. And then he gets hurt. They get swept by Boston. And then there is the double whammy. That's the second milepost of disappointment, which led people to believe that the process was a failure. Now, all of a sudden, Doc Rivers comes in, and Doc and Daryl, along with Elton and mainstays, and Joel having, you know, epic season, and Ben playing better, rekindle the process. But still, people having had suffered disappointment throughout it, they don't trust it. So they want to go in and win because they don't know about next year because the last two mileposts turned out badly.
Right. But I don't know why we can't be excited midway through the season right now. You're 34 games in. I get it. Only 34 out of 72. You're the top seed in the Eastern Conference. You're number one in the East, and the only team that's right behind you in the Brooklyn Nets. I know Milwaukee's playing a lot better, and they're getting close, but the Brooklyn Nets, a half game back. Yeah, it's the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie and KD and James Harden. You know, that's a potential Eastern Conference Finals matchup right there. That's getting out of the second round, the daunted second round that we've been dealing with. You go to Eastern Conference Finals with the Nets, you're feeling pretty good, right? In year one with Doc. I would imagine so. I'm not expecting a championship this year. I'm not expecting a ring. I can feel that they could get there. I do. They could get there. I don't know why people are all of a sudden saying fifth seed and second round elimination. I don't get that at all.
So, you and I both agree. We look at it the same way. You know that by now. But what I told you was describing what the people in the fallout from those two big down years of the process, the impact on people. First of all, because the Sixers weren't good for 20 years, basically, we forgot how to watch basketball.
I think that's a big part of it.
We did. Because we are so in tune with football, we watch all other sports through the prism of football. Live and die on a game. Like people, that was such a bad loss. Well, listen.
Yeah, it was.
It's February. Hold on. It's February. There's no such thing as a bad loss in February. There's a disappointing loss, but you can't have a bad loss in February. It's impossible. Again, you're disappointed. It's a bummer loss. But you can't have a bad loss. You know, you can only have a bad loss in football because there's only so many games.
Okay. It makes sense. I mean, I was still angry, I guess, but I wasn't saying season over and, you know.
First of all, Tobias didn't even play.
Exactly.
So how in the world?
And Embiid still went off for 42.
Embiid and Ben both played well.
Yes.
Like there was no reason to be upset at either of them. Right?
No reason. The only thing that you can come away from that game is, all right, they need a little more help. And that, okay, deadline.
Here's, you know what I think the biggest problem is on this team? There's two problems. One, Danny Green and Seth Curry start, and they're not good enough to be starters. They're bench guys. They're valuable bench assets, especially Seth. I don't know about Danny Green right now because he is older and he can get you spurts. That's what he is. But these guys are better all suited for the bench. And speaking of the bench, they rely way too much on Shake Milton.
Yes.
Shake Milton's not that good. He's just not. Shake Milton is not a championship type of piece.
Sixth man, yeah.
He's not. I mean, he's not good enough.
He's a good little ball player.
Right.
But like you said, remember those games where he was out? We kept on saying it 100 times. Man, the fact that Shake Milton hurts you that much.
Even like the other night, you look at him. I mean, he's a nice ball player. And we'll see. I'm sure he's still growing. But again, right now, he's not your first. On a championship team?
Right.
He's not the first guy off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, he could do a lot of good things, right? He gets to the rim pretty well, but
like, not a lot. He does some decent good
things. Yeah. Well, he can hit the shot. He can score from all over the place. But he's, like you said, he's not championship six man.
Can he score? Yes, but it's not like he's a lock to score everywhere. I mean, come on. Like my point is that like I think we dramatically overrate Shake Milton.
Oh, we do that with all our players, all the time. That's not like instead of like Embiid, right? Like the sixth man, the seventh hitter in the lineup, the third liner in hockey. We always do that.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean that's not good.
No, it's not. Like, all right, listen, I love the kid too, but the Tyrese Maxey stuff. Oh, I don't want to trade him for James Harden. I go, really?
Well, forget James Harden.
Okay, yeah, I know, but at the time, there were people, Anthony, ready to trade Ben, but Tyrese Maxey was untouchable to them.
Yeah,
and I go, oh, guys,
yeah. And you know the genesis of that. You know the genesis.
Well,
of
it's
that.
Ben hate, and it's Tyrese right. Is our child,
right? And also he looked decent. People love the young, the Rock.
Yes.
They do.
People are still doing it about Lowry now, and Lowry makes you a potential championship contender, whereas Tyrese doesn't get on the floor against the Cavaliers, really.
Well, I think he's in Doc's doghouse, and I also think, again, he's a rookie.
Yes.
So he's not. See, Tyrese, I think, is going to be a good ball player.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I really
but
do.
What, 3 years from now, when Embiid's out of his prime?
Right. I think he's exactly. I think he is got a real future in the league. The problem with him here is he just doesn't fit. Not yet. You need to turn him into something that works now.
Right. And he doesn't work now. He doesn't. And they show that Doc Rivers shows you that when he doesn't put him on the court in big spots. He'll put him in occasionally in the third quarter to give somebody a rest.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with him. He's not ready yet.
I know. But I agree there are people that are going, oh, you can't trade Tyrese Maxey. Well, why?
Yeah, I mean, here's the one thing I will say. When you trade Tyrese, it's got to be, you can't mess up because he's a valuable chip.
Yes.
And you got to make sure that you're getting something in return you can count on long term.
Yes. Yes.
Like, well, I mean long term, I mean the next 3 years.
I agree. Yes, I agree.
So that's why, if there's some trepidation with Kyle Lowry, it's like, do you use the piece now for a Lowry, or do you try to get a Zach LaVine type?
Well, I'm going to ask you, the Zach LaVine thing, you say you don't know what it might take to get him. If it's like a Tobias, you still doing it?
Now, the point is that I need to add.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm not looking to subtract. I mean, I want to add to this team, right? The core of
right.
the team.
So it's Maxi, picks, multiple picks.
Right.
Now, they'll be late first rounders, but right. multiple picks.
Yeah, I would do all the picks. Would I go all in, you know, like the Rocket? Now, look at the mess that they're in, right? But would I do that? Yeah. I would go on with the Sixers and trade my next 7 years worth of picks. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about your weekend. And Tunis, like I said, I guarantee it. They will not go 0-16 or 1-15 or 2-14, 3-13, 4-12, 5-11. Okay? 6-10. Guarantee it.
I guess Hurts is Russell Wilson.
Guarantee it. Cuz Radio Tunis is just getting started on a Monday.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So, I was thinking about my little boy. I woke up this morning. And today is my little Massimo's 8th birthday.
8? How about that?
He's a great 8. And so I was thinking about him, and I was thinking how much I love him, and how, you know, I just was yesterday, I'm walking him in the stroller all around the city and taking him here and there. And last night we did our baseball and come back. I'm like, he's already like a little boy.
Oh, you were out in the field yesterday?
No, we'll work out.
Okay.
Like inside. There's a baseball academy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we have practice every Sunday.
How's the swing looking?
Good. I was nice. Manning the tee station.
Okay, you know, so you weren't throwing?
No, another coach was throwing. And then, anyway, there's all the different stations. But I had my little boy, and I was thinking about him and how amazing the little boys are and how they make life worth living.
That's awesome. Well, that's a good first thought. Happy 8th birthday to Massimo.
Thank you. It is also Kyle Cooney's 22nd birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to Kyle Cooney.
So happy 22. Birthday. How about they share a birthday?
That's good work out of the Cooney family.
Yes.
You know, pairing up with you guys, making sure you guys had the same birthday with the kid. That's nice. Good work out of you guys.
I woke up today, I'm just thinking about him. Him and my Anthony, you just love them, right?
Yeah.
Love them, love them, love them.
That's great. Happy birthday.
I dropped them off at school today. They want to get early. They're going to get the cookies and the whole thing, the treats. So he gets...
Oh, does he bring in the treats for the birthday?
For the okay. class.
I remember doing that with the Dunkin' Donuts, the little...
Yes.
What are they called?
The Munchkins.
Munchkins, yeah.
So he gets whatever he wants to eat for his birthday. So it's how we do it, right?
Right.
So my wife's going... Pam's going to get all the cookies and the donuts, drop them off at school... And then I said, what do you want to eat? He goes, I want a pizza and stromboli, homemade.
Oh, that's
a good call.
He goes,
Daddy, I want your homemade pizza and stromboli. So I get home, I'll make him the homemade pizza and stromboli.
Yeah, that's a good call, Adam Osmo. Your kids got nice palates there. It's good work out of them. My first thought, I'm jonesing for the Phillies, and I can't wait to be able to watch the spring training game today, even though Andrew Knapp's batting in the all-important three-hole today, but whatever. I just want to see the Phillies. But you and I actually touched on this when you were on your way in, when we were on the phone. And the win total, 81 for the Phils. To me, I want to go stone lock. Now, you don't know how the season goes.
So
injuries can happen.
And a half.
Yeah, so you have to have 81 wins.
I, I think like you do.
I go Stone Lock.
You're not going to go under.
That's what I'm saying. It's under 500.
No way.
Now, I know they've had some collapses, and I know the pitching staff is not a daunted pitching staff. It's not the Mets, right, where you got three potential Cy Youngs.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, their lineup, you could win a couple of 6-5 ball games, and the bullpen's not giving up 10 runs on a given night now. I don't get it. 80 and a half?
Yeah, that seems really light.
Like, all right, so your concerns. The back end of the rotation. The bullpen's always a question mark, but at least you have actual arms in here this year that have had success in major. Like, the guys last year did not have previous success. They had previous failures, and then Klentak brought them on to continue their failures here in Philadelphia. So your question marks are center field, the aging of Andrew McCutchen. Can he play left this year? Is that it? You know, I thought a below 500 team.
I agree. I'm with you.
I think they're
an over team. I think they're 84.
Yeah, I said when we first talked about it last week before these totals came out, I said 83 to 85.
Yeah, well,
which is right where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sensitive in 84.
Below 500? Come on now.
I mean, are they saying that the NL East is that hard?
Bryce himself said that it's the toughest division in all baseball, which I don't know if that's true. I guess every team's got a shot except for the Marlins, even though the Marlins beat you last year.
Yeah, I mean, the
AL West, you have the Dodgers and the Padres.
Awesome.
But the rest of the division.
Giants stink.
Yeah.
And Rockies stink. And then the AL East, I like the Blue Jays a lot with the Yankees.
Yeah, and they're not going to be playing in that Buffalo stadium.
Baltimore stinks, and Boston's still not good.
Right, so maybe it is because of the division.
I mean, look at Atlanta, the Mets, and Washington. They're all, I mean, I think Bryce is right.
Is this the year they like go above 500 against the Marlins? This has got to be the year, right?
Who knows?
Please.
I hate the Marlins.
I can't go another two of three losses to the Marlins.
Like, they should not exist. Seriously.
Or, they should be somewhere else. They should go back to Montreal.
Today's a good day. Today is I'm the king of sports day. And if you're the king of sports, what are you doing?
You're knocking out the Marlins?
Out.
Would you put them up in Montreal?
Get out.
I like the Expos being there.
No. Out.
Where'd you move them?
No, they disappear. I have a draft and they're all free agents or whatever.
Oh, you're going expansion draft.
Yeah, they're out.
Really?
Yeah, out. They don't belong.
You wouldn't even move them.
Man.
To a bigger market city where you can actually pay players.
All right, where do you want to go? Montreal doesn't work. They did that before.
Right.
It didn't work. You want to go to Seattle? I'll go to Seattle.
Oh, you already got the Mariners out there. So
I say Seattle.
We're thinking of basketball.
Yeah. No, but OKC was talking about it. Carolina was talking about it. What else? Is that it? Oh, Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Vegas.
That makes sense.
All right, you want to move to Vegas?
Las Vegas Marlins. Cooked Marlins.
Really? Good event. But I would get rid of them.
So now you have a four-team NL East?
Yeah.
All right.
What's perfect? Nobody goes. Nobody cares about them.
No, nobody does care about them.
Well, what would you do?
Well, my one thing?
You're king of sports. You don't have just one thing. You can give me 10 things. I don't care.
I would still, even though it's my favorite sport, I would cut it down to 128 games. Because I think that would add more excitement. 162 is ridiculous. Because now that we're talking about the Marlins, the August series against the Marlins, I would get rid of that.
See, we were talking about football and the regular season. See, the regular season needs to be 18 games, right? Baseball, you're right.
Needs to be less.
But baseball playoffs need to be more.
Yeah.
Baseball needs to be like the NBA and the NHL.
I agree with you.
I'm with you. All right. Think about, would you?
Okay.
And what would you do? Today's a good day. So let me add that to the table where you could do, I'll make you king. And what are you doing? You could do anything. Like I just told you, I'm just going to Get rid of the Marlins. They're horrible. Get out.
Would you go a 4-point Dead line franchise. In the NBA?
No.
The way
that's horrible.
The way LeBron, Steph, and Dame just pull up.
It's terrible. Terrible. 4-point line?
Anti 4-point line?
Well, yes. Yes, I hate it. It's bad enough they're dependent on the three. Now you really empower all those analytic nerds.
Yeah, the analytics. Oh, the three's not good.
Enough. I hear Jamie just gush the bro, gushing over a guy I never even heard of.
Your boy Warren Sharp.
Yeah. Not Patrick Sharp.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.